Hi, I'm Kelly Saperja, and I'm here to tell you about Shades of Doom, a new game from GMA Games. This game uses multi-dimensional, multi-layered sound to immerse you into a world of action and suspense. Your mission is to explore the top-secret military research base, avoiding or killing creatures created during an ill-fated experiment. Your inventory consists of a knife, a gun, a medical kit, and a computer that analyzes and gives feedback about your surroundings, objects, and more. This game is self-voicing, so no screen reader is required, and you can even use a joystick if you have one. At the end of this review, I'll tell you how you can order the game. Before I demonstrate Shades of Doom, I'd just like to tell you what equipment I'm using to record this demo. I'm using an AMD 750 MHz processor with Windows Millennium, SoundForge, a SoundBlaster Live Value, and a mixer board that I have connected to the computer. Now, because I don't need a screen reader, I've turned mine off, so you won't hear any speech when I'm starting the game. This demo is being recorded in mono, but you'll need a good set of headphones or speakers in order to play this game because of the stereo effects. Now, to start Shades of Doom, I'm going to press the Start menu key, press P for Programs, up once for Shades of Doom, and press Enter. Now I'm in the Shades of Doom submenu, and I'm going to press up arrow to get to the Shades of Doom icon, press Enter, and the game is now loading. Now I should point out that I'm using the demo version of this game. Now what it's going to do first is it's going to bring up a dialog box like it did just now, which is asking me to enter my registration code. So I press space on the OK button. Now I'm in an edit field, and I'm going to press tab to get to the OK button, because if you leave the edit field blank, the game will operate in demo mode, which is what I want, so I'm going to press space. Now this is just a little introductory sequence. I'm going to skip it by pressing the control key.
Welcome to the Shades of Doom, a GMA game by David Greenwood.
Version 1.0.
Use arrow keys to select your experience level. Bring 'em on.
Okay, now I get to choose my experience level. I'm on Bring 'em On.
So you think you've had it bad so far?
It's going down. So you think you've had it bad so far?
It's a good day to die.
And it's a good day to die.
So you think you've had it bad so far?
That it's a good day to die. That's the hardest level.
Bring 'em on. Don't hurt me. It's my turn, Daddy.
This is what I want. I'm going to go for It's My Turn, Daddy. This is the easiest level.
Would you like training mode?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
No.
But I highly recommend that when you play the game for the first time that you go for training mode. So I'm going to press enter on no.
Area. One.
Okay, now that little pinging noise that you're hearing, that's my night scope. So I'm going to press S to turn it off, because it does waste battery power. Now if I want to turn up the background music, I just press the page up key. But I want to have the music turned off, because it tends to slow things down on the computer when I have SoundForge running at the same time.
Menu. Game.
So I pressed F1. Now I'm in the menu.
Movement.
This is sort of a help menu.
Weapons.
Here.
Information. Objects and monsters. Location. Options.
And this is what we want. We want options.
Audio navigator. Off.
Okay, audio navigator is off. I'll demonstrate that in a minute.
Ambient sounds. On.
Ambient sounds are on. I highly recommend you leave those on.
Background music. On.
And background music is on, but I'm going to press enter to turn it off.
Off.
Okay. Now I'm going to press F1 again.
Menu. Game. Movement, weapons, information, objects and monsters, location, options, options.
Okay, and options is the last one, so I'm going to press enter.
Audio navigator, off.
I'll turn that on in a minute, but I'm just going to show you the other options that we've got here.
Ambient sounds, on. Background music, off. Step sounds, on.
Step sounds.
Step echo sounds, on. Training mode, off.
Training mode is off.
Joystick, on.
Okay, I have joystick on, but I don't have a joystick connected, but that's okay.
Save options.
And save options.
Save options.
That's the last one in the list. Okay, I press escape. Now I'm going to move forward. Now, I can hear an alarm to my left in terms of stereo placement. and as I move forward, it gets louder. Now let me go into the options menu again.
Menu. Game. Options.
I just pressed down real quick.
Audio Navigator. Off.
Audio Navigator is currently off, but I'm going to turn it on.
Partial.
And it's now in partial, so I'm going to walk forward a little bit.
The passage continues.
So now we're told that the passage continues. Now you can hear the alarm fading out because we're walking away from it. Okay, I'm going to go back into the options menu.
Options. Audio Navigator. Partial.
Now it's on partial. Now if I press enter on this again,
full.
Now it's on full. So when I walk ahead. Okay, now that means there's an object near me. So if I want to figure out what it is, I press Control O.
Door in 8 feet.
So it says door in 8 feet. Now you have to get it so that the beep sound is in the center. In terms of stereo placement, of course. So, to do that, I've just pressed the left arrow a few times. And I'm now going to walk forward.
The passage terminates abruptly. Door.
Now that is a monster. That's making that growling noise. So I have my night scope turned back on. Now moving to the left. That means I can start firing. Okay, I'm not quite sure what weapon I had there, but that means we killed him.
The room continues.
Okay, so...
The room continues.
So basically, it's just going to keep saying the room continues. I'm going to press F1.
Menu. Game.
Go back to options.
Options. Audio Navigator. Full. Off.
And I'm going to turn it on to...
options. Audio partial.
To partial mode. I'm going to keep walking here. That means I tripped over a body.
The room terminates abruptly.
The room terminates abruptly, okay. Now, if I press Control Left or Control Right arrow, I will move 90 degrees to either the left or the right.
South.
Now, I press Control Left arrow. Now, that means that I am in front of a wall.
East.
So let's try moving east. Now, I can hear some echo on the left and in the center in terms of stereo placement.
North.
So I'm going to move to the left. When you hear echo on the left and in the center, that means that you can move to the left.
The room continues.
The room continues. I'm still walking.
Passage turns sharply to the left and right.
Okay, so now we're told that we can go to the left or right. I'm going to move to the left, and I do that just by pressing the left arrow.
The passage continues.
So I'm just walking forward. Now, let's see what this is.
Door in 7 feet.
So there's another door here in 7 feet. Now, there's a door there. It says there's a door, but this thing can see through walls, this environmental analyzer, or EVA as it's called. So I'm going to try moving to 180 degrees, and I do that by pressing Control down.
East.
And I'm moving...
The passage continues.
I guess I'm moving away from the door. I don't want that. So I'm going to just walk backwards here.
West.
Okay. And I move... Now I'm facing west. And that's not working, so...
South.
Okay, so I'll press Control left arrow. And that's not working
west.
Either. So
north.
I'm going to move Control right arrow a couple times.
West.
Okay.
The passage continues.
And we're back to the west. Let's see if this will work.
Door.
There we go. Now, let's suppose I want to save my game at this point. To do that, I press F3.
Save in slot 1.
Save in slot 1.
Save.
So I just press enter and it says saved. Now if I press F7...
Point 26. Area 1. Experience level 1. It's my turn, Daddy.
So we're given our score, the level that we're on, and the experience level. Now, if I want to get some more information, I could press F2.
Help. 100%. You are using a manual bolt gun. Ammunition. 93. You are wearing? Nothing. You are carrying? Ah, make it.
Okay. Now, to pause the game, I press P and I made that little tone there. Now, we've got a monster here. Now, if I want to identify what the creature is, I press Control M.
Mutant human.
Mutant human.
Oh.
That means I'm...
Whoops.
There we go.
Data wafer in 3 feet. Data wafer in 3 feet. Yellow data wafer taken. White data wafer taken.
We got 2 data wafers. That means that I'm losing health. Now, to find out how much health I have left, I press H.
49%.
49%.
Medkit.
Luckily, I do have a medical kit, so I... what I did there was I pressed Tab, and now I'm in the inventory mode. So I can use the up or down arrow.
Medkit.
And that's the only item I have currently. And I'm going to press Enter. That basically means I'm healed.
100%.
Now, to find that out, I'll just press the H key. Now I'm going to save my game again.
Save and slot 1. Save.
And just to see how many points I have.
Points 150. 1.
Area
1.
Experience level
1. It's my turn, Daddy. The area is open to the left, and there is a passage to the right.
Now, when I was shooting that creature, you may have heard an explosion when I was trying to fire. That was because I actually took out a piece of equipment. I'll demonstrate that in a minute.
The room terminates, but you may continue right.
Okay, I'm going to go to the right.
The room terminates, but you may continue right. North. The room terminates, but you may continue right. East. The area is open to the right. The area is open to the right. And there is a passage to the left.
So I can go to the left. I'm going to do that. It's a good idea to explore these areas in case you find something useful.
The passage turns sharply to the left and right. West. The passage continues.
Okay, I'm walking forward.
The passage turns sharply to the left.
Okay, now I'm moving to the left. There's a lot of ambient noise in this game, which is very helpful. Now, let's suppose I want to move at a brisk pace. So I do that by pressing Shift and the up arrow.
The passage turns sharply to the left.
Okay, and I stopped just before I bumped into the wall.
South.
Okay, now I'm facing south. Whoops.
The passage turns sharply to the left. South. East.
Okay,
the passage continues.
I'm going to keep going here. And just press shift up arrow. And at any time, I can always interrupt this by pressing down arrow, just like that. So we got another object here, and I can hear it on my left.
Door in 9 feet.
So we got a door in 9 feet. So I'm going to move to the left, like that. Move forward.
Door.
Okay, so now you can hear some more equipment noise.
The room terminates abruptly east.
Okay, now I can hear some equipment noise to my left. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to save my game here at this point.
Save and slot 1.
By pressing F3. This time I'm going to press number 2.
2. Save.
So now it's saved in position 2. And I'm going to press Control O. Oh, and it didn't say anything about equipment there, but it should have.
Equipment in 1 feet.
There we go. I just had to move a little closer. But anyway, when you press Control O, it says equipment in 1 feet. Now, if I press the space bar, here is what happens. There you go, that's one way to destroy some equipment. Actually, let me load my game at this point.
Load from slot 1.
I'm going to press number 2.
2. Load it.
So that's an example of how you can restore a game. And I'm going to move to the left again, where we should be in front of the equipment again.
Equipment in 1 feet.
Now, if I press Enter... Now, I happen to know that what this will do is it will basically open a door, I guess, and then I can go through it, but I'm going to press Enter again. There we go. And I'm going to press 1
long knife
for my long knife, and I'm going to press the space bar, and this is just to show you how effective the long knife can be on this piece of equipment. There you go. Isn't that incredible? Okay.
Load from slot 1, 2.
I'm going to load it back up here. It's a good idea to...
West.
Thank you.
South. Passage turns sharply to the left and right.
It's a good idea to leave the equipment intact. They're great for audio feedback, in case you need to figure out where you are.
The passage continues. East.
I'm going to keep walking here. I know this does get a little bit boring, just walking around, but there are some things that...
Door in 9 feet.
So there's a door in 9 feet here, so I'm just going to go through it. I may have been here before, but I'm not quite sure.
Door.
All right, we got some more equipment noise here.
Passage continues.
Okay, we got another creature here. Moving to the left. Line them up.
Equipment in 10 feet. Projectile ammunition in 12 feet. The room terminates abruptly. Projectile ammunition taken.
There we go, got some more ammo. Let me just check to see how much battery power I have left, and to do that I press Control S.
85%. Nightscope off.
85%. So I'm going to keep moving.
Oh.
Means I tripped over something there. Could be a body.
Opening in floor. In 12 feet.
Oh! Better be careful here, because if I... I happen to know that if I go into this opening,
south.
I'm going to... quit the game because this is a demo and I guess it takes you to the second area.
East. The room continues.
Okay.
The room
continue.
Terminates, but you may continue right. South.
I'm gonna go to the right.
Passage continues. Passage turns sharply to the left and right.
Okay. Well, while I'm here, let me demonstrate the health facility for you. And to do that, I'm gonna press F1.
Menu. Game.
So we have a few options here. We've got game.
Movement.
Weapons.
Information.
Let me show you the information section here. So I'm going to press Enter.
Direction facing, F.
So it says direction facing, and then F. That is the key that you can press. And I'm going to move down.
Character health, H.
Character health is H.
Character status, F2.
So character status is F2. That is where you get everything, like your health report, number of data wafers found, etc., etc.
Data wafers, F6.
Data wafers are really important in this game because at the end of the game, you will have to shut down the experiment. And in order to do that, you have to make sure that you have a certain number of colored data wafers. And also, you have to look around for messages that will give you clues as to the sequence that you need to use in order to shut down the experiment.
Game information. F7.
Game information, that's for your score and all that.
Game information, F7.
And that is the last one in this list. I'm going to go back
game.
In here, and let's see about game here.
Full health, Control F1.
Now, when you press Control F1, you are going to be told that you're going to need a screen reader to read this. To read the help.
Quit game, escape.
You could also press Q if you want, but escape will also work.
Save game, F3.
Save game.
Load game, F4. Pause game, P. Check speakers, C. Reset sound card, Control R.
And that is the last option in this list. So that should give you an idea of how that works.
West. Passage continues.
I'm just walking at my brisk pace with shift.
Passage right.
Okay. Let me just pause the game for a minute. Whenever you hear jungle drums like that, that means the creature is behind you. So let's see if I can get him.
Data wafer in 3 feet. Blue data wafer taken.
There we go. Now how's my health?
89%.
89%. Well, that wasn't too bad. Now, there are a couple of features I haven't shown you yet in this game. First of all, if you want to hear a description of your surroundings, you can press Control N, and you'll hear something like this.
The passage continues in 10 feet. Wall askew.
So that means the passage will continue in 10 feet, and then you will come to a wall. And if you want to get the dimensions of a room, as well as to find out if there are any exits around you, you can press the X key, and you'll hear...
30 by 10 feet. There is an exit from the room behind.
So the room is 30 by 10 feet, and there is an exit behind me. Now, just as a note here, the X command will only work in a room. It will not work outside of a room. Okay, well, that's enough for now, so I'm going to press Q for quit.
Are you sure you would like to quit? Yes or no?
And
yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Well, I think you can see why, after playing this game for a couple of days, I'm still enthusiastic about it. I gave it a rating of 9 out of 10. If you're looking for a game that's accessible and packed with features, this is the game for you. This game costs $35. There are two ways you can order the game. The first is to order online. You'll receive an email with a registration key that's used to unlock the game. You can also order the game on CD-ROM, which also includes the DirectX 7 installation files, and the game's story as an audio drama, which can be downloaded in MP3 format from the GMA Games website. For more information about Shades of Doom, or to download the playable demo, go to www.gmagames.com. That's www.gmagames.com. If you have any comments or suggestions about this review, you can contact me at kelly@acbradio.org. That's K-E-L-L-Y @acbradio.org. For Main Menu, I'm Kelly Superja.